Park.com for a location near you.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
And I definitely need my coffee.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our friends at First Class Halt want to wish you a happy new year. The great people at First Class Halt work on Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyotas. They service those. They do it with the best parts. They are only OEM parts. They do this with unbelievable equipment. And let's say for you Honda owners out there, attention Honda owners, Jim is going to work on your Honda. Jim's been doing this for 38 years. Jim knows Hondas backwards and forwards and forwards and backwards. So let Jim take care of that for you. For you Acura owners out there, Steven, 22 plus years of working with these type of automobiles. You Lexus folks out there, Greg is my guy, and Greg is a guy that has been unbelievable. He's been with Lexus since Lexus first came out. And any of you Toyota people out there, we'll let Chris and the folks take care of you. Chris has been doing this for almost 20 years now. FirstClassHalt.com, Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. They're in Greenville. They're in Anderson. They have great waiting rooms in case you need to do that. They have great pickup services. They can do that and let Kiwi pick you up, pick your vehicle up, or a great shuttle service to take care of you. With specials every single day there, check out FirstClassHalt.com. Our telephone number here, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Paul's is in Dallas, Texas now. We haven't reached him yet. He's an hour behind. If we don't get him today, we'll try to get him for either later today or maybe try to get him on tomorrow at some point in time. Minnesota beats Georgia Tech 34-10. TCU beats Cal 10-7 in overtime. And a strange deal out in Dallas, Boston College and Boise State played, and Boston College had a 7-0 lead. The game was canceled due to a storm that came through. Today, Duke and Temple, Miami, Wisconsin, Baylor, and Vanderbilt, and something we hadn't talked a whole lot about, Justin Herbert coming back to Oregon as their quarterback. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Bulldog Bert, where have you been?
Well, I've been on hiatus, but I'm back.
Glad to hear.
You know, I think this story about what Dabo said about drugs being in shampoo is a bigger story than people making it. I think he had some kind of knowledge about what was going on with what these young people were using.
So you think Dabo Swinney's a liar?
No, he said that it came from shampoo.
He did not say that, Bulldog Bert. See, Bert, here's my problem with you. Is you always misrepresent the facts. Dabo did not say that it came from shampoo. He did not say that.
He said it possibly did.
But that's not what you just said, see? You didn't just say that. You said Dabo said it came from shampoos.
Okay, I'm going to quote it for word, Mickey, because evidently you didn't read the article.
I did read the article. But hold on, Bert. Before you read anything, what you just said on this show was, you said, Dabo said it came from shampoos. And that's not true. Dabo did not say it came from shampoos.
Okay. This is what he said. It is beginning to be used in many different energy drinks, shampoos. Thank you.
He didn't say that, Bert. Here's the quote. Again.
You know what?
Again, Bert, the problem with you when you call the show is that you either you can't read or you don't comprehend what is being written. And you've done this for 15 years now. What he said was, quote, let me read you the quote because I got it here in front of me. Quote, They have no clue how it got in their systems. This could have come from hair products, cream, protein, a product that you buy online, and you think there's nothing wrong with it. It also could come in a drink. 40 or so athletes over the last year have had something to deal with this, and many of, or several of those have been vindicated. He did not say it came from shampoo. He didn't mention the word shampoo. He said hair products. It could be hair products.
Why isn't in the Chicago Tribune a story about Dabo saying it came from shampoo and people worried about using their shampoo because it might be drugs in it and they may fail a drug test?
So let me ask you this, Bulldog Burt. You think that people now all of a sudden are worried about being drug tested from shampoos?
Yeah, you could lose your job.
Yeah, so... But that doesn't surprise me that you'd feel that way because, again, this phone call is typical of who you are and whenever you call this show.
You know why? Because y'all won't ask questions up there. You not got
two. Everybody asked the questions, Bert. He was asking questions for hours. He'll be asking it again today.
Did he know that? And why did he wait till the last question to answer about the drug test, why it hadn't been answered, why we hadn't got an answer from the NCAA? Why did he wait so late? Why wasn't he up front about it with the first question? When he met with the media yesterday.
What was the first question?
I don't know. I just know that the last question he answered was about the drug test.
Okay, but what was the first question?
I have no idea. See, I just heard
Hey, Bert, much like every single time you call the station on every single show, you really don't know.
But, you know, the question is, Mickey, these three will be sidelined and they won't be playing because they're using a performance-enhancing drug. There's no need to take up for them. They did what they did because they knew what they were doing.
And you don't know what they did. Like every other phone call and every word that comes out of your mouth, you don't know. You never know, and you haven't known for 15 years.
Well, I do know this. They won't be playing, Saturday.
You still don't know that because there's an appeal process. See, you think you know, and if they don't, they don't. But you don't know that right now, or else they wouldn't have an appeals process. This is the same guy, folks, that told me that Tim Tebow is the best quarterback in the NFL and be an NFL Hall of Famer, and that Tim Tebow would be a Pro Bowler for years and years and years. And that's when he started it. And quite frankly, since that point in time, all of your accusations, all the stuff you called about other teams cheating, other Bulldogs don't do anything wrong. Your typical phone call, you don't understand quotes. You don't understand the English language. You can't read a quote and comprehend it. And this is typically who you are every single time you call any show on the station. And quite frankly, you embarrass yourself every time you call the station. So I don't know why you'd call.
And Happy New Year, and I hope you can read some papers this year.
I can read papers, Bert. I'm reading the paper right now. You can't read it. You can't comprehend the English language.
I had to go home and check my head and shoulders to make sure it didn't have no
You know why? Because you're an idiot. If you're checking your head and shoulders because of drugs and failure for thinking you're going to miss a drug test, then you're an idiot. And you prove it every time you call this show or call any station on this show. Any show on the station. Bert, you still there? Bert hung up. I never talked to anybody like that, and I never will talk to anybody like that. But when Bert calls any show on this station, he never speaks the truth. He misrepresents anything that he calls in. He tries to stir the pot on everything. He's not fair to any student athlete, any coach, or any other team other than Georgia. And he completely, 100%, makes a fool of himself and completely 100% misrepresents and attacks and says wrong things about wrong people. And so I'm not going to put up with it. And so if he wants to continue to embarrass himself by having to check his head and shoulders now that he's going to pass some drug test, that doesn't surprise me. That's who Bulldog Burt is. Bulldog Burt shows us who he is every single time he calls any show on this station. So I will never, ever, until you act like Bulldog Burt, I will never treat anybody that way on the show. But through 15 years of him calling the show, he's earned the way he's treated here this morning. And if you're not familiar with the show or familiar with his call, then don't think that that's what this show is about. We treat our callers with respect. We treat our listeners with respect, our emailers, our texters with respect. Bulldog Burt, through 15 years, has disregarded or has not earned any respect from anybody on here. what you just heard from him again, just in summary, that's who he is. That now you can't shampoo, that Dabo said shampoo, which he didn't say that. He said that's what caused it. He didn't say that. And that now people all over the country that read the Chicago Tribune are scared to use shampoo because they're going to fail drug tests. That's who Bulldog Burt is. And so when you call and make statements like that for 15 years, that's the way you get treated on the show. Other than that, then how are you? Hope you had a good Christmas. Hope you had a happy holidays. Be safe. Be careful. You'll be treated with all kinds of respect on the show. But if you want to follow in Burt's lines, then you don't. Zach, you okay over there? I never seen you.
Hey man, you okay
laugh
over there?
So hard. I knew when you put his name up there. First of all, when he called in, he didn't want to give you his name right or begin with, right? He kind of
you got a lot of adrenaline in your voice right now.
Well, look, the guy.
You're excited.
I knew what that call was going to be, and I was just wondering where he would take it from. So now, that was it. It was shampoo. It came from shampoo. And anybody who uses shampoo now is scared because they're going to fail drug tests. That's who Bulldog Burt is. And when you act like that on the radio, and you act irresponsible on the radio, and you're like an idiot, then we'll call you an idiot.
It's in the Chicago Tribune, though.
Yeah, because...
What did he call it? Chicago...
Tribune.
How did he say Tribune? He didn't say Tribune.
I don't know. He can't read and comprehend.
Oh, boy.
He is a poopsterer. And it doesn't float on my show. I've got enough control that it won't float on my show. And the good part of having Bulldog Burt on is that really you give enough rope, he'll hang himself because he'll embarrass himself with foolish words, and he's done it for 15 years. Steven is in Pickens. Steven, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good.
Great.
Pretty good.
Good.
I just wanted to call in response to the last call there. I don't know Bulldog Burt or anything, and he does sound rather irrational about it.
Well, that's who he is.
Yeah, I understand. But I think when you go back and listen to the tapes, you may see that you've acted a little, I don't know if triggered is the word, but I don't know all the details, and I won't claim to know the details. But I do know that a man gets paid millions of dollars. He stood on national television and made a statement that, from people that aren't Clemson fans, comes across as less than honest.
What statement was that?
That people may have been unaware that it was in supplements, cream, shampoos.
Well, but that's a true statement.
That is a true statement based on his opinion.
No, Steve, let me say this, Steve, because I'm gonna stop you right there, because I want you to understand this. On yesterday's show, from the World Anti-Doping Association, and from the United States Anti-Doping Association.org, from the two governing bodies that on their websites, they say that there are products that are out there right now that have this osterine, whatever, in it, that don't list it. They illegally do not list it on their ingredients, and there are products out there that change the name of it illegally against the law when they put it on there. And so people who it gets in their systems without knowing they're taking anything close to that. The two agencies on their websites say this is happening, that you don't know because they're not following the law. You're supposed to list it as its form, but they're not doing that in several products out there, including hair products, cream products, protein products, things you can buy online that you're not knowing you're getting. So the companies that are drug testing for it are saying that this does happen. And by the way, of the 40 players, I might not know. I didn't get this from their website, but someone told me of the 40 athletes across the world who had their 40 player that did another sample, that 38 of them were again vindicated as a result of taking it, not knowing that they're taking it. So that's what he said was 100% true, right?
Yeah, according to that, that's 100% correct.
Right. According to the two biggest governing bodies when it comes to doping in the world.
The simple question is where's the other news stories for the other college athletes in America that's been using this?
All over the place, if you had to pay attention to it. The problem is it's not locals, we don't pay attention to it. There's a basketball player at Arizona that missed 19 games as a result of it. There's been players across the world, but see, you don't know what it's like Because we don't pay attention to it. It does happen.
No, I don't. I'm not an athlete. I don't pay attention to what happens in everything.
It happens in triathlons. It happens to cyclists. It happens to our athletes. It happens to, if you just do the research on it, which we've done here now for the past 72 hours since the story came out, that there are lists, and here's who's been suspended by it. Here's what they had. Here's what they didn't have. And here's what the suspensions look like. Here's what the appeals look like. It's out there. But because Clemson football hadn't had it, and Georgia football hadn't had it, and South Carolina football hadn't had it, we don't talk about it here on the station. But if you just do a little bit of research and do a little Google, it will show it on there, and you can find out who they are.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. I just, you know, listen to you earlier. Bert's a caller that calls in. You know, you are a professional radio host. And
right.
As I say, I think when you have a chance to go back and listen to the tape.
No, I know what I said. I purposely said what I said to the folks after that, Stephen, and I appreciate the phone call. Hope you have a great day. What I said after that was, if you just tune in to the show, you might get that we're some sort of shock jock, that we talk to people that all the time. There is not a single caller on this station. There's not a single emailer on the station. There's not a single texter on the station that I talk to that way. That Bulldog Bert has earned the way he was treated today. And that every phone call that he makes to not only this show, but any other show on the station, it's misrepresenting the truth, turning it into a poop storm, misquoting, and trying to start stuff. That's what he does. And he's done it for 15 years. And if anybody on hold right now wants to do it, then I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. And we'll talk nice to them, and we'll bless them, and hope they have a great day. And we're nice people here. We do nice things, man. We try to treat people with respect. But Bulldog Bert doesn't earn respect here on this show or this station, because through 15 years of hearing him, he gets what he deserves. And so, yeah, if you don't listen to the show often, if you hadn't listened to the show often, you probably think I'm a jerk right now. And maybe, that's fine, maybe so. But we don't treat callers that way. We treat Bulldog Bert that way. That's what he's earned. Granger Nissan of Anderson wants you to come by and see him. Let me get on their website right now, tell him how many it's about. Damon Granger told me one time it's all about inventory, Mickey. It's about inventory. They have 458 vehicles on their two lots right now. They're about to move lots because they got so, you know, big stuff there. They have a year-end event going on right now. Great deals. I'm looking at a 2019 Altima, 2019 Rogue, a 2018 Titan. There is a year-end event going on right now that they love, that they're selling cars and trucks and SUVs at a record price. This is it. These are great friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson.com, proud partners of the Clemson Tigers and home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. Call them today, 324-0650, or go by 3510 Clemson Boulevard. We'll take a short break, come back. Hey, if you're on hold, hang on. I'm coming straight to you. We'll come back for much more right after this.
Hey, Tiger fans. This is Cole Orham with Tiger Properties. Are you in the market for a home in the Clemson area? If so, you need to check out liveinclemson.com. Tiger Properties is a local real estate company which specializes in getting buyers into their dream homes in the Clemson area. We know about all the homes currently on the market and about homes that haven't even been listed yet. Check out our website, liveinclemson.com, to begin searching for your home today.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Life can be complicated from time to time. If you need a local attorney, Nick Lavery will help you navigate any issue, whether it's criminal, personal injury, or if you need help with a residential or commercial real estate closing. With over 19 years of experience and a former state prosecutor, Nick knows the law. The office of Smith, Jordan, and Lavery is conveniently located in downtown Clemson. Ready to win? Call Nick today at 864-654-3680 for your free consultation today.
The beauty of playing golf at Arrowhead Point in December is you're playing one of the top courses in Georgia, and you're set to save big in doing so. It's as simple as this. Get together your foursome. Book online at arrowheadpointgc.com and enter the promo code WCCP. Then, you and your three friends will save 25% off the online rate booked through December. It must be a foursome, and you have to book online. Arrowhead Point in Elberton on beautiful Richard B. Russell Lake.
Hey everyone, my name is Ben. I'm a personal trainer at Gold's Gym in Cherrydale in Greenville. Here to talk to you today about Optinos. It's a nitric oxide booster, all natural, clinically tested. I'm taking it. My clients have been taking it, seeing incredible results. Increases in your leg press, arm size, your bench press. You need to get your own bottle today. It's good for increasing your recovery, your endurance, and making sure that you have better lean muscle gains. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com. Get your bottle today.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Bring your own tools, pull your own parts, and save big. This Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday at LKQ Pick Your Part. Save 40% on every part on the lot. Pull it off and save. 4 huge days of saving. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you can always find fresh new inventory for your car or truck. Visit LKQ Pick Your Part today and find the part you need. And this Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, save an additional 40% on every part you pull. Log on to LKQPickYourPart.com for a location near you.
Need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
The Mickey Flyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
What we're looking for is a new, fresh voice that'll wake up the people.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Donnie Patterson, Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, 859-8289, 859-8289. Get in touch with the Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com. These are great people that are ready for 2019. Now, when I mention this, I mentioned that this is going to be their busiest year ever. They got more tax returns this year. They do more tax returns than anybody in South Carolina anyway. But they're going to be their busiest year ever because the most tax changes in any year since 1986. You're born in 93? 86 in your
93.
Lifetime. Biggest tax change in your lifetime. Small businesses, you're going to need them this year more than ever. It's Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PatTax.com. Zach, let me back all the way up on this because you missed the last phone call and what I talked about with the, according to the websites, according to, I've read 30 articles about this substance now. That drugs are governed by the FDA. Dietary supplements are not. And dietary supplements that some people take, one of the things happening out there now is they're not listing this on there. It's an illegal substance in the United States of America. You can't have it in the United States of America, right?
Is it illegal?
It's illegal.
It's illegal for athletes.
It is illegal for anybody in the United States to have this.
I'm not aware of that fact.
It is. Okay. It is a banned substance in this country. You can't have it. One of the things that happens, though, is that when people make these dietary supplements and other things, now, they are not putting it on their label. They're either calling it something else or omitting it at all, and that's breaking the law there. And there was an article that a bunch of people have read now that's been linked to a bunch of stuff, and I read this entire article. It's in a magazine called The Triathlete. Now, I'm sure Ben Milstead gets this. I don't. But in the article, there was a triathlete, and this is very important for you to know this, Mr. Or 24, because I want to get your reaction to this.
I'm not a triathlete.
It traced back a salt tablet in a lab in Utah, because a lot of these companies that are making these dietary supplements don't, it's not a huge money-making deal for them, and so they have cross-contaminated, they don't clean right, whatever, but a triathlete thought they were taking a salt tablet tablet and a trace of Osterine was in their system because of a salt tablet, a legal salt tablet. See what I'm saying? That's why you got to be careful. And that's why I don't know what these guys are doing. I have no idea. I'm not trying to say that these guys were just innocent Joes and all of a sudden a drop of rain hit on their head and now they're contaminated. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is you do have to be very, very careful with this because in the one banned triathlete, that's what it's traced back to. Make sense?
It makes sense.
I didn't know that a lot of these companies do work for more than one company and they get cross-contaminated through it all. Mark and Anderson said, it's not a legal substance. It's not approved for human consumption by the FDA. Okay. Well, it's not approved for human consumption then. How about that?
Do everyday products contain Osterine? This is from the USDA.org. There are, in fact, products that contain Osterine, but only illegal ones.
Right. But the ones that there are some in there that don't list it, and that's illegal for them not to list it.
Given that Osterine is not approved for human use or consumption in the U.S. or in the country, there are no legal medications that contain Osterine.
Right. Keep going.
Ta-da. Is not a permitted ingredient in dietary supplements. Should be aware there are supplements that illegally put SARMs in their product and sell them as legal steroids or research-only chemicals.
Ta-da. That's very important. Read that. Don't gloss over that. Read that again. There are companies out there that put them in there illegally and don't list it. That's what you just read?
Yes, from USADA.org.
The United States Drug Association.
Yep.
Read that for me one more time.
It's also important to note that Osterine is not a permitted ingredient in dietary supplements. However, you should be aware that some dietary supplement manufacturers illegally put SARMs like Osterine in their products and sell them as quote unquote legal steroids or quote unquote research only chemicals. Moreover, they may omit Osterine from the label entirely or use misleading names to confuse consumers.
Okay. Isn't that an issue?
Yeah, it is.
Where a consumer looks at a label and there's something in there that's illegal and they don't list it in their ingredients.
So that's the case, and they did this.
I'm not saying they did. I'm saying that has happened to a triathlete. That's happened to...
This is what I'm asking you, though.
Yeah.
Should they be held responsible for it and the suspension upheld?
I don't know that. That's a gray area.
I'm asking you.
I don't know. Well, I would say this. I think it's a pretty big penalty to pay that if I go look on a ingredients bottle and there's nothing illegal on the ingredients bottle, and I think I'm taking this thing, I think I'm fine, and I find out later that I'm not, you think that's fair to hold somebody accountable for that?
If you're a Division I athlete at a place like Clemson, and you are outside of your health and nutrition taking stuff on your own, it's on you to know what's in there regardless or not.
Sure, but how do you know what's in there? Well, what's on the label?
Absolutely, and you go into that label, and you see things such as what is Inborazm or MK2866 or GTX024.
Those are the fake names.
Exactly. And you go, wow, I don't know what that is. Let me research that and make sure that's okay. It's on you to do that. If you're going to go by yourself and take these things without consulting your nutrition and health staff.
Maybe.
Right?
I think it's a pretty heavy penalty to pay for somebody else lying about what's in something.
I get it. And I think you shouldn't lie. I'm with you on that. But at the end of the day, you're responsible for what you put into your body.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've learned that. No doubt about that. Let's get Lee in Greenwood, 654 Roar. I'm getting every all four phone calls in this segment. Hey, Lee, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Doing good, Mick. Man, I hope you had a great Christmas. You have a great New Year as well.
Yeah, we had a great one. Hope you did, too. I hope you will, too.
I totally can relate to you. In your response to Bulldog Bert, I think if there's one thing that really drives me up the wall more than anything else is just pure unadulterated ignorance. And it's ignorance that is looking for something to point a finger at, to have a point of argument, but necessarily not having the intentions of trying to find out the entire truth about it. And I think that's what you got in that last call with Bulldog Bert there. I personally... taking another route, and I find it very interesting that, you know, so many people hammer Dabo Swinney about not being honest with the media when, you have another major program that suspends three players due to quote-unquote team violation rules and don't make the trip to the Orange Bowl, and nobody grills Saban. Nobody says Saban's hiding anything. Nobody says Saban is covering up anything. Nobody says Saban is, they're not misquoting Saban. Because how dare you touch King Saban? And I think that's just where we find ourselves in this world that we live in, is because the people that are the most transparent, the people that are willing to lay all the cards out on the table, they're the ones that are going to get the heavy fire. But when the people that should be doing that and don't do it, you know, there's nothing brought in question. And I'm not throwing any discrepancies toward what those guys were suspended for Alabama. I just think that, you know, The kettle gets hot for a lot of people, and we just don't choose to throw it out on anybody sometimes. And that was just my take from this whole situation. I think you know, Dabo has made it very clear in all the times that he's had any situations with any of the players, you know, whether it was intentional or not intentional, I think he's been very clear for the most part. But it's hard for people to see that, because when you're successful, Mickey, as you know, when you're successful and you're riding a high wave, people are looking for anything and everything to knock you down, and they're going to try to chop you down no matter what. And the reality of it is, you got, I don't know how many other players that made this trip and other guys that are willing to get out there. And I'm sure that they're going to use anything they can. They already have the motivation, but I'm sure they're going to use anything they can to shine and do what they need to do on Saturday. And I think they will. I think they'll come out on top. But I just wanted to let that point of view thought.
Let me ask you one thing before I let you go. Because you said people get on Dabo Sweeney for not telling the truth. What did he not tell the truth about?
No, I'm just saying that they say that he's not transparent all the time, and I disagree with that. I'm more than transparent.
Yeah, he could have very easily said, look,
he could have dismissed it.
Yep, right. And he could have said team violation team rules. But he didn't do it. Yeah, you know why he didn't do it? Because he believes in these guys.
That's not the way he is.
Well, he believes in these guys.
Yeah,
right. No doubt.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's willing to fight for him and do what it needs to take. But I think he's also very out front and very matter of fact when they have intentional problems that they have to address and they have to have issues with. So that was my thing. I just think that everybody's looking for a smoking gun here, when the reality is he's so transparent, people can't stand it because they're not used to that. So
I agree. All right,
man. Thank you,
Lee. Appreciate the phone call. Now, I don't want to jump too much in the sack, but you said your responsibility of what you put in your body. Texas said you don't blame the girl for drinking a roofie-laced drink when she orders a vodka tonic.
What?
I mean, I think that's a decent point.
Yeah, at the end of the day, though, you're still responsible for what you put in your body. And if you're that girl or you're any person anywhere, they teach you, like going into college, for that example, always have an eye on your drink. Always be mindful of where your drink is, of what's going into it, who's making it, how it's being made. You're responsible at the end of the day for what goes in your body.
That's why I don't participate in that stuff.
No, of course
I make my drinks at home.
Listen, I got some Dasani right here, and that's about it.
But you don't like Dasani.
No, I hate
you. Like that other crap you drink over there.
I'm a Deer Park or a Poland Spring kind of guy.
And you know what I am? Capri Sun.
Ah, Capri Sun.
Got me some Capri Sun in there. Let's get Andrew in Clemson, 654 Roar. Hey, Andrew, thanks for hanging on so long. How you doing this morning?
Hey, no problem. First of all, your response was fantastic, and I hope that Zach is cutting up pieces of that to throw out later.
No, we won't.
At any point.
No, we won't do that.
But that was great. But, I've heard Bulldog Bert for years.
Yeah, that's who he is.
But that, it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And, I know people that are in compliance departments for those companies, and they try to do a really good job. What you really need to look at is the money. The people that are on top of the supplement companies, they don't care. They don't care.
And we're assuming
they put pressure on them to let things in, but I fully believe that it was something that was mislabeled. Mm. But on a much lighter note, I thought about this the other day after we heard your that's the way you cheer.
Yeah.
If we get Uwe Ngalale then we can hear you say, ooh, wait.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to that.
Ooh, wee, yeah. I love it, man.
Y'all have a great day.
I love it. Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate the phone call. Ooh, wee. Yeah. A texter makes a good point here. He says, good God, Deer Park? You're right. Deer Park is like the low end. Like, that's what the, when you go through all the other streams and all the other filters, all the other companies out there and all them dumping their other water in there and all the chemicals in there, at the end, that's what you get with that one.
Deer Park is natural spring water. Let me read you the ingredients on Dasani. Please.
Just don't say Ostarine in my Dasani.
Purified water, right. Magnesium sulfate, potassium chloride, salt. That's what's in this.
Right.
Deer Park is water.
What do you think is in that water?
Water.
What do you think is in that water?
Spring water.
What do you think is in that spring water?
So it was Poland Spring. Spring water. It's just really? Natural water. This is engineered and purified by reverse osmosis. Minerals added for taste. This is garbage water. Garbage water.
Let me get Victor in Greenville, 654 Roar. Hey, Victor, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, good, Mickey. Hope you're doing well.
We're blessed, yep.
Listen, I don't want to ruin the fun of anyone who is, pathetic enough to take enjoyment from this unfortunate situation with these Clemson players, but just wanted to make a couple of quick points. First of all, in general, we really need to stop in our culture convicting people in the media, number one. Number two, what prompted me to call is the guy who called in after Bert, who told you when talking about, and listen, let me say this, Mickey, I'm a lifelong diehard Gamecock fan, okay? But when the guy said, talking about referencing Dabo's comments, and he said, you know, you hear that and you're not a Clemson fan, et cetera, it hit me. What difference does it make whether you're a Clemson fan or not? There's either legitimacy to what he said or there isn't.
Great point.
Like I said, I know people are having fun with the back and forth of this, and I'm not trying to ruin it, but...
Here's another thing, too, Victor. You make a great point, and I appreciate you making that point, but let me ask you this. If this was Rick Pitino saying it, a guy that said, I didn't know anything about that. I don't know. I knew nothing about that. That didn't happen under my watch. And through years and years and years, we knew who Rick Pitino was and he showed us who his was. Then, you know what? I might say, hey, man, I might not take that guy at face value. I think we show people who we are. If this was Bobby Petrino and he said that we had caught him in lies in the past and he was deceitful and he was a cheater and he had long string players that were doing bad things. You know what? I think, I might cause a little concern and not convict him through what I see the media, like you said, but at least I consider the source through some of this. And I think Dabo's kind of earned some of that. And we're biased towards that. I agree with that. But I think as a Gamecock fan, you make a great point. It doesn't matter if you're a Clemson or South Carolina fan. What matters is the truth and what matters is your credibility. And credibility is not orange or garnet. And credibility is not Democrat or Republican. Credibility is credibility. And truth is truth. And in the end, all of it will come out.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Let's wait for the facts to come out before, we start making judgments. But bouncing off the very good point that you just made, let me tell you this. I just very recently published an article. Now, this article is about management in American business. But I've had a couple of my Gamecock friends cross me permanently off their Christmas list because I referenced Dabo Swinney and the business model that he brought to coaching and the success that he's had there. Okay, so you say, what does this have to do with what we're talking about? Again, it goes back. The man has had success. I don't care if you're a Clemson fan or not. And maybe we should look at his model for success, and adapt it other places. But it just, the point goes back to let's wait for the facts to come out. And you want to judge what Dabo said, don't do it as a Clemson fan, a Georgia fan, a Gamecock fan. There's either legitimacy to it, which I think you've backed up here this morning, or there isn't. That's, I don't know. Like I said, maybe I'm being boring, but.
Well, no, what you're being is actually thoughtful and level-headed and not, you don't have blinders on through preconceived, preconditioned responses. I said this yesterday, Victor, that because of our preconditioned responses, that if your rival gets caught doing something, yeah, we take all kinds of, hey, he got a DUI. Hey, he raped a girl. That's great. He won't play on Saturday. All you guys are doing drugs, and your coaches are paying every single player, and your coaches are injecting players every single game with these anabolic steroids. And that's what we're conditioned to say because of our 40 or 50 or 30, 40, 50, 60 years of being a fan. And on the other side of it, if it's against your team, it's, well, we're the only ones who don't cheat. Our guys have never done anything wrong. We got a bunch of choir boys that never have said or done anything wrong. And like, we have these preconditioned responses of how we're going to do this. And this has happened for me for 20 years on hosting the show. I've learned that I can't convince some people of some things, and everybody's convinced they already know that this team's cheating, our rivals are always doing wrong, and we never do anything wrong.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head there. I just think overall as a culture, we do well to adapt the shoe on the other foot test. Like I said, stop jumping to conclusions, convicting people in the media, et cetera. Yeah. But I don't think any of this is going to back to football. Very quickly, just my prediction. And again, I am not a Clemson fan, but I think you guys are going to beat Notre Dame regardless. So
we'll see. Hey, Victor, I got to take a break, but I appreciate your phone call. Thanks an awful lot.
All right.
That's refreshing to hear that rather than in your preconditioned response. Hey, short break. We'll wrap things up. Final segment after this.
Consecutive ACC titles.
The Clemson Tigers are ready to bring another title home, but there's one more stop on the road to Santa Clara. The Clemson Tigers will battle the Notre Dame Fighting Irish in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl. It's the College Football Playoff Semifinal on December 29th from AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
The Cotton Bowl starts with the Tiger pregame show at 10 a.m. on December 29th on the flagship station for Clemson Football, 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Hello, beautiful and handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson. And we're with Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers. And we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets. And the best celebrity secret is body sculpting.
And no surgery. So what's better, Cindy? Cold sculpting or UltraShape?
Or Vella?
Well, really, they all are great, depending on you. And at Back to 30, we were voted best in the upstate for body sculpting for a reason, because
we have it all.
Back to 30.com, where consultations are always free.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Why do I shop at Ingles? It's the savings, of course. Assorted bone-in pork chops or loin-in pork chops, $1.78 a pound. Fresh bunch collard greens, 2 for $5. 1-pound bags of Laurel Inn dry black-eyed peas, 10 for $10, with your Ingles Advantage card. Happy New Year from Ingles. Why do I shop at Ingles? It's the savings, of course. USDA Choice whole beef tenderloin, $11.98 a pound. 5-pound box of sweet clementines, just $5.98. And Doritos tortilla chips, just $1.98 each, with your Ingles Advantage card. Happy New Year from Ingles.
Another year has come and gone, and if you are ready to ring in the new year with a new look, Urban Nirvana is the place to be. Their professional stylists can give you a look that makes you feel your best. And when you feel your best, you can tackle anything. The spa is the place to start your new year off with a kind of refreshing, relaxing rejuvenation that can change your outlook. Get ready for the new year with Urban Nirvana. 2 locations, MacBee Station and the Shops at Greenridge, or online at urbannirvana.com.
The staff at Black Smokehouse in Seneca want to thank all of our customers for such a blessed year. And in this time of celebration, we want to highlight another local small business, Wilkerson Lawn Care. They provide all types of grass maintenance, grass feed, mulch, plant installations, and more. Give Jalen a call at 864-401-401. 5396 for a free estimate. Join us in supporting local small businesses this holiday season. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Black Smokehouse and all of our friends in the community.
Now through December 31st, it's Supplier Pricing Month at George Coleman Ford, where cars and trucks cost less than travelers' rest. They want to close out the year with a bang, so George Coleman Ford is honoring supplier pricing on all new vehicle models. George Coleman Ford guarantees you won't find a better deal on any in-stock new Ford anywhere in the upstate. Act now, because these deals are only good through December 31st. Just mention this ad and get supplier pricing at George Coleman Ford.
The beauty of playing golf at Arrowhead Point in December is you're playing one of the top courses in Georgia, and you're set to save big in doing so. It's as simple as this. Get together your foursome. Book online at arrowheadpointgc.com and enter the promo code WCCP. Then, you and your three friends will save 25% off the online rate booked through December. It must be a foursome, and you have to book online. Arrowhead Point in Elberton on beautiful Richard B. Russell Lake.
The Mickey Blyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Not cool, man.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Can I do an early ask for forgiveness? Paul Strela, TigerIllustrated.com.
Sleeping in, huh?
No. By the way, Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands of Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands of Allstate. I can trust him. 2923001. I trust Brad Hughes like I trust Dabo, like I trust Zach Orr, like I trust Ben Milstead, like I trust anybody around here, like I trust my wife, my family. I trust him. And I know that everything I have is in the best interest for me and my family, the best rates, the best coverage. It's my friends Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone sports every day. Today I forgive Paul Strela. Here's the text I just get. I'm sorry, I was on the bus to the Cotton Bowl media day and didn't hear the phone, not to mention I was totally oblivious to it being Thursday. We'll forgive you, man. Hey, your day's mixed up. You take a sixer.
I did not take a sixer.
You took a sixer and you're right.
No, I did not.
Well, did you work Friday?
Huh?
Did you work Friday?
No.
Saturday?
Did you work Saturday?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday?
We were off as a station Monday and Tuesday. Off as a station Saturday and Sunday.
I'm having a conversation with my wife right now, okay, mm-hmm. on text. And she and one of the things, her being pregnant, right?
She can't drink alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
8 months.
Oh, boy.
She can't have alcohol, right? And she's not had a drop of alcohol since we found out she didn't drink a lot of alcohol anyway, but hadn't had any alcohol, right? And she says, am I responsible for someone my hands been drinking at a party or whatever? If they got alcohol, am I responsible? You can hold me responsible. I went, no, in that case. Well, in that case, yeah, because you're at a party and you need to be careful of stuff. But, Zach or Mr. Ward 25, I'll ask you this. If you walk into a store, if my wife walks into a store
sure.
and looks at a canned drink and it does not say anything about having alcohol on it at all.
Yeah.
The ingredients don't mention anything about alcohol. If she drinks it, is she responsible for fetal alcohol syndrome in that case?
Isn't alcohol under the FDA's jurisdiction?
It is. But
it's different, though, isn't it?
But we're trying to make a point.
I get it.
Well,
but you're trying to make the point, but I'm trying to make a counterpoint that it's different. It's a completely different conversation because that wouldn't happen with us. If that's the case and that happens, right. then it's the company's fault because they're not complying with the rules that are set forth by the FDA, the governing entity. Overneath them.
But that's what these dietary supplement companies are doing. They are not saying what's in their product.
But they're not governed by anybody on that. They can say whatever they want to. They make all kinds of claims on that because there's no research for it.
On the other side of it, and I want to be very, 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 very clear about this. Like, we've gone down this supplement avenue today. We don't know if it was supplements.
We have no idea.
We have no idea if it was creams or products or contaminations from... Zach, the thing I learned from the very first article I read about it was a triathlete that they took a salt tablet. I would say this. If you took a salt tablet, shouldn't you be safe if you're a triathlete?
Yeah.
They traced it back to a salt tablet that was contaminated from another. They made other products at this one place, and that's where it came from. A trace, a sliver, came from this one. I don't know what happened. Maybe these guys are renegade, bad, bad guys. I will say this. I don't know. I've interviewed Dexter Lawrence one time. I filled in for Roy Philpott. He seemed like a really good kid to me. He's giving me no reason to doubt any of that. I don't know Zach, and I don't know Braden. Never interviewed either one of them. With that said, I know Dabo Swinney, and I trust Dabo Swinney, and I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt on all this stuff. Because in 15 years, he hadn't given me any reason not to believe that, right? Now, I would just encourage people to do this. I thought Victor made a very, very good point. I got you.
I'm with you.
Don't look at it through the eyes that you're preconditioned to look through it. Put the shoe on the other foot. We do this on the show a lot when it comes to arrests or if it comes to players getting suspended. Put the shoe on the other foot. And what would it feel like for your guys to have that way?
It's a very good point.
And so these are human beings and these are people. And so to be honest, I got a lot of texts today, Zach. A lot of Clemson texts saying, hey, man, it's unfair. But I got a lot of texts from non-Clemson fans saying, oh, what a coincidence. These guys, I'm not buying any of this stuff. Well, I will speak to both sides right now. I'll speak to the Clemson fan and to the anti-Clemson fan. You don't know what happened. You don't know. The hard part of this, when the story broke, and I knew the shows would be this way. Thank goodness we only had three of them this week rather than having to go through five of them waiting on it, whatever. We don't know about drug tests. We assume, but we don't know. We don't know how they're administered. We don't know how many are administered. We don't know how random they are. We don't know because we're not in the drug test industry. We're in the industry of talking about offensive lines and defensive lines and rushing games and passing games and penalties and field goals and punts. And that's what we know. And we can talk about that. And for the most part, almost every single text, almost every single tweet, outside of linking articles by the United States World Anti-Doping Association or the World Anti-Doping Association or magazines that deal on these subjects, those are the only things that I've read that have any kind of expertise on it. Does that make sense? These are hard shows to do. How often are tested? I don't know. Who are tested? I don't know. What do they test for? I don't know. What are the thresholds? With PEDs, it's a zero threshold. With marijuana, there is a threshold. What is the threshold? How many can you smoke? How much can you drink? How much can you take? I don't know those things. I'm not a drug test expert. I'm not a clinical person. I'm not a laboratory. I'm not a chemist. I don't know those things. And for the most part, people listening today don't know either. So I would just say, sit back, wait, see what the results are. Let's find out. Eventually, we'll find out where the contamination came from.
Mm-hmm.
Was it directly correlated or is it indirectly through something else?
If it was contamination, yes, we will find that out. What you're suggesting is let's wait and get all the facts and then make a decision going from there.
Right.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Believe it or not.
Okay.
I like that.
Thank you.
It's a level-headed approach.
Thank you.
And an otherwise roller coaster of a show here.
Thank you. Thank you. Let me get to some quick phone calls, a minute each. Tiger Greg, I'm sorry, man. I got 1 minute. Can you do it in a minute?
Yeah, real quick. You didn't do anything wrong with Bulldog Burt. I've listened for 15 years, and he's yep. Earned that.
Right.
I think he suffers from Trumpophobia, which is, the disease when your team loses or your side loses. We don't accept anything the media says. We listen to no reasoning, and we just bash everybody. So we're going to forgive him because he suffers from a disease called Trumpophobia, and that's what I really believe is going on here. But anyway,
thank you, Greg.
You give him what he earned it. So
yeah, he's earned it for 15 years. I appreciate it, Tiger Greg. One more. Paul, thanks for hanging on, man. You got about a minute.
Yeah, Mickey, couldn't Dabo just said, hey, they broke team rules and he didn't even have to even bring up the subject of what happened?
Yep.
Couldn't he have done that?
Yep.
And that's all he had to do.
Right.
But you know what gets me? I try not never to, like somebody does something wrong at South Carolina, because you know it's going to come back around to you. It may happen to you, so you might as well just keep your mouth shut.
That's right.
But
that's why we
social media. Yeah, social media, I've been hammered by Gamecock fans. All I have to do is tell my Clemson fans to go to Google and pull up Gamecock steroid scandal back in the 80s, which was one of the worst in the history of the NCAA, and that'll shut most of them up, because I'm getting hammered by Gamecock people on social media, phone calls and everything else. Yeah. But don't be talking about something that you've done. It was just as worse. So We'll just have to wait and see.
Thanks,
have a good day.
Thank you, man. I appreciate the phone call. 2 minutes, Joe. Skip the music. What do you have for me over there?
Did you see the news of Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay flying out Tyler Trent and his family to Nashville for the Auburn and Purdue game? He's going to be the honorary captain for Purdue Boilermakers. Flew him on this private plane down to Nashville. Tyler Trent, of course, the former Purdue student and Boilermakers fan who was suffering from a rare form of bone cancer that's in its terminal stages. Great story out of there that he's getting down there and to support the team in Nashville, be the captain, and they flew privately with Jim Irsay's plane. Great, great story.
My time is brought by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, it's EricNewton.com. Get in touch with them here in Clemson, a full-service real estate company.